impeachment hearing, an upcoming election, Brexit, the coronavirus. Ever feel like transfer pricing headlines are getting lower on your list of news feeds? Well, let's nip that in the bud right now, shall we? Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast, where we deliver the latest on transfer pricing every week. Who's in trouble with tax authorities? What's keeping the OECD busy? Here it is, hot off the press. So, how are country-by-country reports working for you? Like we even have to ask. When country-by-country reporting debuted in 2015, requiring tax authorities to share information about M&E groups with other tax authorities and making real-life tax transparency a little more transparent, the plan was to review the report's effectiveness in 2020, and now here we are. The 137 countries in the inclusive framework have launched that review, releasing a consultation document that welcomes public comment on specifics like the reporting requirements threshold. Is it too low, too high? Or should companies with foreign permanent establishments have to file reports? The edge of your seat question, of course, is are more disclosures necessary? Gulp. We're betting you already know the answer to that one. Any transfer pricing executive will tell you the key to great documentation is the functional or FAR analysis, i.e. explaining an M&E group's functions, assets, and risks. Nailing that piece of the puzzle not only represents a solid story for tax authorities, but the rest of the report magically falls into place. Get it wrong, however, and you're in trouble. Just ask Puma Nordic AB, a wholly owned Swedish subsidiary of the German parent Puma SE, which in December was slapped with a 10 million euro transfer pricing adjustment by the Swedish tax authorities. The issue, which company is assuming the appropriate risk? Here's how it went down. The Swedish subsidiary paid the German parent for products, which it would resell locally in a license fee for the use of the brand name Puma. Sounds simple enough, but from 2015 to 2017, this transfer pricing model resulted in continuous losses for the Swedish company. An obvious red flag. Don't make that like a flare gun for tax authorities. As it turned out, the Swedish subsidiary had assumed market and product risks, even though it had no say in decision making. The tax authorities determined that the Nordic company should be a mere distributor since it has no say in complex or strategic functions, and therefore it should assume limited risks, which throws the whole transfer pricing model out of whack and definitely out of arm's length range. The Swedish tax authorities redid the comparability study, applying the transactional net margin method, and adjusted the Nordic company to the lower quartile range, resulting in that 10 million euros. Oh, and a surcharge for reporting false information in the first place. If questionable intergroup financial transactions are keeping you up at night, you can finally relax. Though in the throes of constant back and forths over Pillar 1 and Pillar 2, and basically rewriting global taxation as we know it, the heroes at the OECD still managed to publish transfer pricing guidance on financial transactions, helping countless M&Es to navigate Action 4 and Actions 8 through 10 of the Action Plan on Base Erosion and Profit Shifting. The new guidance clears up gray areas on how to apply the arm's length principle to intercompany loans, cash pooling, and financial guarantees, all on the hit list for tax authorities. And it reminds you to consider the big picture in financial analyses, contractual terms, economic circumstances, and business strategies. So with all this financial transfer pricing handholding, there's no need to lose any more sleep over intercompany treasury transactions. You'll want to spend those late night hours worrying over Pillar 1 and Pillar 2 instead. Wow, just like that, you're all caught up. But don't let transfer pricing fall off your news radar. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and we'll keep you up to speed in a matter of minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show 2. This show was hosted, edited, engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Executive producer Marilyn Mitchum-Strom writes our scripts. Sure, the election and Brexit will continue to dominate news sites and podcasts next week, but as for a roundup of transfer pricing headlines, well, you'll only find that right here.